Track 13.
Well, everybody, as you know, Joshua Logan was killed early this morning. He was hit on the head with a blunt instrument. We don't yet know what, so I need to know what you were all doing last night. We can start with you, Arthur Logan. You are Joshua Logan's nephew, I think.
Yes, I'm staying here for a few days.
Can you tell us about your movements?
Of course. In the middle of the night, I was woken by a sound downstairs. A cry, I think. I looked at my watch. It was about 2:15 in the morning. I pulled on some clothes and went downstairs.
And what did you find downstairs?
Nothing, at first. You see, just as I was going towards the study, I was attacked from behind. Hit on the back of the head by a man, I think it was, with dark glasses and a black cap. I don't know how long I was unconscious. When I woke up, I went to the study and there was my poor Uncle Joshua. You know, I can't bear to think about it.
Poor Arthur.
Now then, Juliet Logan, you are the dead man's wife, I believe. This must be very difficult for you. What can you tell me about the events of this morning?
Well, Inspector, last night I couldn't sleep. I have a lot on my mind, so I read until 2 in the morning.
You and your husband haven't been getting on well, I think.
Yes, it's no secret. I wanted a divorce, but he wouldn't agree.
Some people in your situation might think of killing their husband.
Perhaps, but I didn't do it. I turned my light off at 2:05 and went to sleep. I was woken by Arthur with the terrible news.
It's not true.
I'm sorry.
It's not true, Inspector. Juliet's light was still on at 2:20. I saw it.
Well, perhaps I just went to sleep with it on and...
And you are, sir?
That's Crawford Jarvis. He's a friend of my uncle's, but he's crazy about my aunt. He's been in love with my aunt for years.
Is that true, Mr. Jarvis?
Yes, yes, I admit it.
Oh, Crawford.
So what were you doing last night?
Well, I couldn't sleep either. I went for a walk in the garden. That's how I know about Juliet's light. And, Inspector, I must tell you, I have a black cap, it is true, but I didn't kill Joshua Logan, honestly.